Most novel flu strains arise in and around Asia, then make their way around the globe. Now a study in the New England Journal of Medicine reports on how China has developed a robust infrastructure to monitor and analyze emerging flu strains. Michael Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, has seen one center firsthand and applauds the effort.
The technology that they had was incredible. They had an incident command center, wall-sized video screen where you could have live feeds from ambulances, you could have data feeds. It was really impressive. The reason for that, of course, is SARS, because the experience with SARS was so concerning. And we saw this rapid spread of SARS within 24 hours of a case in Asia. It was in Toronto. So they have invested very heavily and wisely in surveillance.
Clagg says the entire world is benefiting from China's efforts to quickly identify new flu strains. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.